Is it? Hey everybody, welcome to Little Monsters Movie Podcast. I'm Dino.
I got a big zit on my tip.
Oh god. This is Ted.
It really hurts.
Let's start the show off like that. We might as well, because we got a crap movie too.
Yeah, we might as well talk about my zit.
But like I said, we're Little Monsters Movie Podcast.
The number one horror movie podcast Monday night.
In this time slot.
In this particular time slot, in this time zone, in this town.
Anyways, we decided to do the worst movies out of the big franchises.
The ones that most people thought were the worst.
Yeah.
You'll get some people that say, you know, Jason Takes Manhattan is the worst. Some people say Jason 10 is the worst. Well, some people hate the remake. Overall, I think this one's the worst.
This is Jason Goes to Hell.
Most because Jason's
the
not
final Friday. The final Friday.
The final
1993.
Friday.
Yeah.
I know there were like, you know, two more after that. Not including Freddy vs. Jason.
Oh my god. And yeah, pretty much Jason, we'll get through all of this. We got plenty to talk about. But
what was different about this one is
he's pretty much not in it until the beginning, the end. And people talk about they really enjoy the way he looks
in this movie?
Yeah, the way
he looks like crap.
Exactly. I was going to say the same thing.
The guy looks like he's fat, and yeah, people love Kane Hodder.
No, the mask. It's silver.
But I'm saying that's Kane Hodder.
It's silver. It's burnt into him.
He
plays the security
guard. That's how the action figure we got up there looks. Where is it?
Oh, yeah, it is silver.
That was based on that movie, so it's that one.
But you would think that, you know, you got to have it. Hockey mask, man.
Mask, not part of your skin.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the whole...
Not like that Doctor Who episode in season one.
Yeah, I hate when they go messing with stuff, man. I mean, like, Michael Myers kind of kept his same... I mean, they changed it a little bit.
It wasn't burned into his flesh.
Yeah, I mean... Right? Yeah, so, this was far out there. This was New Line.
New Line had acquired the rights to the Friday the 13th franchise. They didn't have the old ones, but they were able to make new films. They kind of capitalized on it. They actually intended this to be the last one. And then they were going to like carry on. They carried on in comic books. There were novels, things like that.
Novels?
There were Friday the 13th novels. I read Nightmare on Elm Street novels. There were novels of Nightmare on Elm Street.
Well, let me just talk. This is probably the worst movie I've ever seen in the horror genre ever.
It almost seems...
I mean, I don't know, but I just could not take
it,
man.
It's pretty bad. Well... Maybe it almost seems like it was intended to be a different movie, and they just kind of got Jason in it. You know, like maybe this was a script sitting on the shelf. I'm like, wait a minute, this could be Jason at the beginning, Jason at the end, and we'll just make this weird little icky creature that goes from person to person.
It was like a totally different movie.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was sitting on a shelf.
Johnny Fox says it's the worst freaking movie ever of all time, and I do agree with you there.
Johnny Fox got it right.
It is like a totally different movie. They start off at the beginning with Jason, you know, the little music going on there and stuff like that. But then, yeah, when he's you know, looks like it actually starts off and you think they're actually filming a movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, she's like undercover and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's two good things about this movie: the music
and
the boobs.
And a little bit of boobage.
Yeah, I mean.
But
it starts the movie off right. You get some. You get some boobage.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to start. Yeah, Friday the 13th, it's got to start off with some. And it's got to have some skin and some boobage in the whole movie. But
oh, yes.
It's like a different movie, though. And the very ending is kind of there's a cool scene at the very end. But anyways,
I guess we can claim some fame to a couple of horror franchises because
this is
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes,
supposedly takes place in Ohio. Friday the 13th also supposedly I believe takes place in Ohio.
And this says Youngstown, Ohio,
yeah,
too,
which is about 40 minutes away from us here, 30 minutes away from us here.
But I
believe they say Crystal Lake is in Ohio. I think that's like a given in this series. So two major franchises take place right
Ohio.
Here.
Ohio.
We're the number one horror movie podcast on Monday night in this time slot.
We're stretching it a bit, but you know what I'm saying.
I'm not stretching nothing. It's the truth.
Anyways, yeah.
Who's better?
We start off with some girl driving up to the camp. I don't know what the heck she's doing, really.
Right, you're sitting there wondering, why is she going there? She's by herself.
Yeah, she's got her baseball cap on, which we know what'll happen in a few minutes after that. But yeah, she's bringing out the ladder, the light bulb. She blows out and she's changing it and stuff like that.
And the light bulb goes out. I turn the lights on at this creepy camp. Ooh, who's surprised?
Are you kidding me? I mean, come on.
Maybe she decides she's going to go in the grody bathroom where there's probably daddy long legs in every corner. And she's going to get naked and take a shower.
Well, I like first off how they, act like Jason's there going to, I mean, he's already, he's been waiting there forever just for somebody to scounder, around.
And a big thing about this is, you had I'm getting all my franchises screwed
Nightmare.
Up. I know. Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th. Party. Okay. Jason Takes Manhattan. He's, he gets dumped into toxic waste, and it ends up with him being a kid. He's got the appearance of a child in that one. This one completely glosses over that. It's, again, whereas before the Friday the 13th movies, Nightmare, Halloween, Child's Play, there was some continuity. You know, one kind of sort of picked up where the other one left off, or at least it gave you a reason why. The Jason movies were actually pretty good about picking up where it left off for the most part.
Yeah.
Especially like 4, 5, and 6 with the Tommy character and
people
that.
And people can they can claim this is horror is horror and for what it is, but man, I'm telling you, man, worst movie ever.
It was more of a comedy than a.
It certainly was, yeah. But man, you gotta. Well, what happens is she does go in the house. She's gets to the bathroom.
My favorite part of the movie.
Yeah, and this is where she takes that cap off.
Oh, yeah.
Shakes that hair. Now, I'm like, where the heck did all that hair come from? I mean, there was a lot of hair.
Man, it's good.
And she immediately starts dripping.
Yes.
And this is where you see the skin.
the skin.
She's got the thong way up, and she pulls it even harder.
How did girls never get,
Ted, I don't know.
Bacon strips on those things.
Little irritation going on there. But
I'm talking, your brown streaks on those. Creeping up, tickling the pancreas.
Well, you can't really see it, so it's probably there. But anyways, she goes and messes with the tub, and it looks all dirty and rusty.
Yeah, just where I want to take a bath.
I mean, as long as she's got her tetanus shots and some antibiotics.
At the same time, if she asked me to get in that shower, I'd be like high-fiving everybody and going in.
Yeah.
Maybe she likes, husky guys. I don't know.
Yeah, I see.
So what happens? The lights go out again. After she had just changed
the
light bulb.
Of course the lights go out.
What does she do? She puts a towel on and...
And when she gets this towel on, she acts like she's Superwoman, okay? This thing's glued to her and double taped. It's a full, towel suit.
But girls can do that. Like, when they put it on their head, nothing's blowing that away.
No.
That's up there.
Yeah.
So they have the ability to,
They wrap it way around the time.
I don't know.
But we find out that she's undercover anyway.
Right, because, Jason shows up. Yeah, she goes outside or he's in the house. He's got a machete already and he's chopping away.
And again, I got to tell you, Jason looks – I don't know.
He looks stupid.
I don't know how many people disagree with me, but he looks terrible.
I was like, he's a Pillsbury Doughboy.
He looked like the Toxic Avenger with the Jason mask.
I think he looked scariest in 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Like when he first got the mask.
Right.
And I love the hood. Like in part 2, I love the hood with just the one eye hole, elephant style there. I love that.
Kind of cool. Yeah. Definitely.
I love that. The hockey mask is iconic. And once that came to be, that was a keeper. But so in the movie, it's like she's leading him to a certain point, we find.
Yeah.
Because then all of a sudden, all these lights go on.
Yeah, big lights, like you're in a,
it's a
construction
whole,
crew or something like
that. It's a
whole
freaking SWAT team. And they all got their guns and they're unloading on Jason.
Well, she's diving and stuff like that. And, I mean, like she's a stunt woman and everything, evidently. She might be.
She's,
who knows?
She's like FBI. That's what we end up finding out.
And they blow the heck out of him.
I mean,
they
blow him to pieces.
And you got to love when the heart flies out.
Right.
It's on the ground and it's boom, 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 Yeah, and let's body bag it up, get all the parts, body bag
it
up.
Nice shooting. Now clean this shit up. But, I mean, they blow them to smithereens.
Yes. And they take them to the morgue in Youngstown, Ohio. And
I've been to that morgue.
I have too. I've eaten dinner there.
They have a great menu.
Saturday nights, they let you come into the morgue because it's usually a dead night.
Right, right. You know, it's pretty dead, nothing going on.
And they clear off the little sterile tables.
And it's sterile, so it's okay to eat on.
Give you a pretty good...
And they open up the thing so you can see the toes and you know, the feet.
It's for the more morbid people, but I mean, I enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean,
they got steak kebabs. I mean, whatever. I like
gnocchi, whatever you like. Gnocchi. You know, even if you order off menu, they've got it. They've got you.
Yeah.
Ask for Ray
down in the morgue. But anyways, I like how they're wheeling Jason and his body parts in the bag. I guess they got them all together and stuff like that. And you can see the leg.
And they're frisking. It's like a federal morgue or something. And they're everybody who goes in and out, they're frisking them.
I like how they're pushing him, though, because this comes to play after they open. There's a leg is sticking out of that bag.
Right.
No smoke's coming out of there or nothing, or steam.
No.
But the leg's sticking out.
Right.
But once he gets them in that morgue... And he unzips the bag. Yeah, it's just like smoke comes everywhere.
Where's all this smoke coming from?
But that's Kane Hodder out there is doing the security.
And
frisking people down. That's him,
unmasked.
Yeah. So he's able to frisk people down and get a little roll going there.
You're right. Where's all the freaking smoke coming from?
Because if the leg was sticking out, it was open, and when the smoke wasn't coming out there.
Right.
But see, we're nitpicking. But anyway, so
this is like the medical examiner. He's taking out all the charred remains.
And this is where we get far fetched, and it turns into a different movie, man.
Yeah,
this ain't Jason. This ain't Jason.
They
Warriors,
tried to do
man.
Something different, but I think what they did is I think they had a script for something else laying around.
Oh, they got somebody. They said
we
got to flip out another horror movie. Let's put something together. Let's have people scream. Somebody just came in and just wrote this thing and just said, "Hey, okay, it's a Friday the 13th."
Well, sometimes
movie.
They do that, in different studios. You know, like if they've got the
that's where they go wrong though.
They get
man.
The rights to something, and either they're going to lose the rights in a certain amount of time if they don't produce something. So it's like we got to churn out a Jason movie, or we're going to lose the rights or something. I think that's what Sony did with the Spider-Man movies.
Okay,
The first three, and then they were going to lose the rights, so they churned out that other amazing Spider-Man hunk of turd crap. And, there's a few people out there that actually thought that was a good movie. And now they're going to make another friggin' one.
Why not? Let's make about 15 different of the same.
I just don't even, you know me and the superhero. And I love Spider-Man. I love Batman and Superman and the classic characters. I don't know. You know, you give me Ant-Man. I don't know what the hell that is.
Well, I haven't seen it yet, and I'm telling you, Ant-Man looks like a pretty good movie to me, but I like the characters shrinking and all that. But whatever,
Ant-Man.
Ted. But anyways, okay, so we're in the morgue.
Look out!
No, he's quick and he's fast and he can get in. Okay, anyways.
I better not leave one of those little glue traps out.
But anyways, this drives me crazy when he's in the morgue.
Yeah, they didn't even take the mask off. You know.
Oh, and this guy's terrible, man.
And,
I know he's played in...
My professional opinion, deader than shit. And I do like the medical examiner. He's been in a bunch of other movies. The only one I can remember off the top of my head is I think he was in the Mr. Bean movie as a cop.
Yeah, okay, that's right. I think he was also... No,
he's in a ton of stuff.
Was he the guy in Sliders? No.
I never watched Sliders.
Okay. He might have been the guy in Sliders.
Didn't it have some Indiana Jones movies in it?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
But this character is terrible. I mean, why they put Jason's anyways, he's got everything down there.
He's examining the heart. He's recording as like Scully style. He's recording everything.
And he starts looking. The heart starts beating.
Yeah,
because he's got a scalpel.
It's full of a black viscous fluid that's not blood.
Right.
All right.
Because he's got the
scalpel. So important.
He's got the scalpel to it, and it doesn't look like he's doing crap to it. I mean,
no, he's just sitting there poking.
He's poking at it.
And then it starts beating.
Yeah.
And after it starts beating, he does what anybody would do. He picks it up and takes a bite out of it. not just take a bite. I mean, he starts eating it. And
he eats it. But he only takes a giant bite out of it.
Only a giant.
Yeah, and immediately, hey, Horror Ninja, he takes a big bite out of it, and his throat starts getting up, and he starts, going into his whole attack mode on his
body. It's
disgusting.
It's disgusting.
It is.
It's in poor taste.
But to think of that as let's make
like the, that's where Jason comes.
Let's spin the storyline to where, yeah, his heart, let's bite it. He's going to turn into him and then jump from body to body to body. Just ridiculous, man.
I don't even remember anything in this movie that made him want to take a bite out of it. Like, there wasn't like, you know, eat me.
No, yeah, it's just.
I mean,
because the director was
obviously something kind of, you know, put him under a.
Ted, the director was half drunk, sitting back, and he goes, "Just start eating the heart. Start eating the heart."
Man, we're missing a page. Just eat it. Yeah, and he picks it up, but at least he leaves his latex gloves on.
Right,
he doesn't want to get his hands dirty. Mm-hmm. And
his acting job's great. I mean, he's,
you know, the guy's a character actor. He's been in 8,000 movies. You'll recognize him. And, you know, that was his big thing there. And then after he takes that bite, how could you like this movie? All the, why are people saying they like it?
Horror Ninja says he likes it, but, oh my God, it's the worst movie ever. Anyways, what's with the lights and the flashing orange?
Well, I think the lights are like the evil of Jason or something like that. You know, the red ones. At the end, they're blue lights. I think those are like the souls that he's killed shooting off to heaven.
Oh, man. Unreal.
So, yeah, that happens, and then some other squeaky dude, Squiggy, we'll call him.
Squiggy.
He's rolling up with a pizza, and I love it. You know, he's going to come up with a pizza.
Comes into the morgue.
I forgot the original medical examiner's name, but yeah. he basically kills that Squiggy guy. And it is a cool scene where he waffles his face.
There's a couple of good kill scenes. Yeah, I give you that much.
I mean, there's a couple things to like about this movie. A couple of cool kill scenes.
Yeah.
And the soundtrack, I guess, isn't bad. You know, they always had like the same guy do the soundtracks for the Friday 13th.
Right.
So you got a little bit of the classic. You got some music there. But yeah, he waffles that guy's head like in the grating or something.
Yeah, and you see all the little pieces of it sticking out.
I do like that part.
And he just walks out, and the security guard.
He whoops the security guard too.
Like,
huh?
You know, hey, you know, because he's got his gloves on, he's got blood all over and stuff like that. And next thing you know is
looks like he just got out of a Guar concert.
Yeah, newsflash to whatever that guy. American Case Files. Yeah. And he's offering
like one of those, you know, tabloid shows.
Yeah.
And that's what we go to. It's like a TV show, and he's talking about all these dead people.
Yeah. And they show Kane Hodder, you know, who's the security guard laying there dead and stuff, and the guy's missing the morgue mortician guy.
Are they bringing Jason into it, or are they just talking about the morgue guy? I don't even remember. I watched this yesterday.
They bring up about you know, they don't say it's Jason Voorhees, but he does go into the whole spiel of he's offering $500,000 for
he interviews Creighton Duke, who's played by what's his name, Stephen Williams, I think. If you watched X-Files, he was Mr. X. Anytime Fox Mulder needed to know something, he put the tape on the window the X. And he would show up.
To believe he was in the X-Files and did an awesome job, and he's in this movie, and he is awful.
You know what, though? You know, you gotta make money.
If someone
asks you, hey, you want to be in a Friday the 13th movie?
Well, you're like,
I want to be in a Friday the
13th movie. Sure, yeah.
And hey, at least he says, I can go down history as I was in the worst Friday the 13th movie. Yeah. the one that Jason wasn't in. I guess there's five, too. Jason wasn't.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
we were mentioning that
the kill scenes are good, but and Jason isn't in this. So for us to call it the worst Jason movie, is it really the worst? I mean, it is because it's a Jason movie. He's there in the beginning, he's there in the end, but it kind of is a different movie.
It seems like it was meant to be a different kind of horror movie,
right?
Like something they had on a shelf, and
hey,
maybe we can figure out a way to, you know, I think it was just a little. Whatever.
Yeah. Lazy. But he
so he's interviewing Creighton Duke.
What's his name?
Creighton Duke.
Okay.
We'll call him Duke. And he's been, you know, he hunts serial killers. And they refer to Jason as a serial killer, which I think is completely wrong. He's a mass murderer. he's not a serial killer.
Right.
And just like they call Charles Manson a serial killer, he's not a serial killer.
Right. No, I know. Yeah.
Damn it, get it right.
Sounds better in the movie.
And, he talks about, you know, he's studied Jason. He'll find Jason.
He says, I know how to kill him.
Yeah, I know how to kill him. He's hiding this information. He knows.
He knows.
And he says, I'll do it for $500,000, which, you know, even in 1993 seems pretty cheap.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
But to get Jason Voorhees, I guess.
Yeah, because this came out in 93, and I remember going to see this at the theater. What a waste of $450 or whatever it was back then.
A waste of $450, without a doubt. But yeah, and he they go back to the newscast, and he says I'm giving $500,000 for anybody who can bring his body and prove that he's . And then Duke shows up at
I don't know what town this all is in.
But wherever, yeah, Camp Crystal Lake.
That area.
Aaron Gray shows up, if you guys know him from.
Oh, Buck Rogers.
Buck Rogers and Silver Spoon.
Silver Spoon. Oh, I used to love Silver Spoons. Well, that was a good show.
Even in this movie, at her age, she looks darn
good.
She
still looks pretty good. I don't know what she looks like now, but she's pretty good.
She's always been. She's one of those women probably
wearing those tight costumes in Buck Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
Or Tweaky. Gil Gerard.
Oh, some bad acting in that too. But
you know, when I was a kid, that was the greatest show on TV.
It was. I loved it.
I used to watch Doctor Who on PBS, and then what else was on? I'd watch reruns of
Battlestar Galactica, the old one.
Yeah, I would watch it. I can't even. The old one, I can't watch it.
Yeah, I know.
It's cheesy.
Yeah.
The new one just ruined it.
Unless you like the cheese stuff, which can be fun too.
The effects were fantastic. Yeah.
I mean, even the old Planet of the Apes series.
That wasn't so bad.
No, it was good.
It doesn't make sense in the continuity of things but
I'm lucky. You know what?
You had Roddy McDowell, and but I was a huge Apes fan.
Oh, I love Planet of the Apes, man. We should do that one of these days too.
Yeah,
But definitely.
Which one's the worst Planet of the Apes? Battle for the Planet of the Apes. Or no, wait, the new ones are the worst ones.
Well, we're not doing all new movies. I mean, bad movies. We got to get to. We're just doing this right now.
We're doing the worst ones out of all.
We're doing the worst of the franchises. But anyways, what did we miss here? Duke's in the, and he's just being very sexist towards her and everything. And
He knows something. He knows something.
Right, and he's trying to get at her. But why is he picking on her like that?
Well, because
sexist,
What happens?
Undertones.
Is this is a diner? And they're running a little like 2-for-1 special Jason burgers.
Yeah,
they're taking like a Jason hamburger patty and make it like a hot.
I forget what their names, but yeah,
the big bossy lady, and her little husband, skinny
5-foot husband.
What is it called?
He loves her, man.
Yeah, hey, Snickers.
He loves her.
She yells at everybody.
But I love when she does go back and takes and cuts out the two eyes to make a hockey mask burger.
Yeah.
She goes, see, these two things, they make another burger. 2-for-1.
That's right.
So
good scam. Good scam.
It's just hilarious.
Yep. So let's see. Erin Gray, I forget her name in the movie. Diana, I think.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, and, I don't know too many names. I know Steven, Jessica.
Sleep over not knowing names.
Yeah, Steven, Jessica, and Steven. Those are the only three I know.
Yeah, because remember that.
They're the three that's the main.
What's the baby's name?
Oh, God, Mike.
Stephanie.
Oh, Steph. What?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Stephanie. Who names their child Stephanie?
Somebody in here is named Myers when they go back and they're saying stuff. And I'm like, I wonder if they were doing it on purpose. But anyways.
Probably.
Yeah.
Duke's in the restaurant and he starts. He's taunting her a little bit.
And the sheriff, I guess.
Yeah, because that's her boyfriend.
Who's her boy? And holy Moses, this guy's her boyfriend?
Yeah, he's like old enough to be her father.
Looks like he's 90 years old, and she still looks like she's 30. I mean, I don't know.
We don't know yet, but he knows something. Yeah. And what the hell? What he knows is...
Yeah, you might as well say it. Who the heck gives a crap?
The secret is that... Jason, through a Voorhees he is born, and through a Voorhees he will live again.
Yes.
So it has to be or one die. Of his living relatives that has to kill him, and Diana happens to be a half sister. She's kept that quiet.
Yeah.
But he knows it, and he knows that she has a daughter.
He knows all Voorhees.
She knows that her daughter has recently had a baby. So those are the people. That Jason's going to come after instinctively because this guy, this medical examiner who is now possessed with the evil of Jason is coming for them so that he can spit up this nasty little demon thing into their mouth and
did we pass that part?
No, but that's what's going to happen. And I'm just going to assume everybody's seen this movie.
Yeah. Because that's a scene in itself.
So also sitting at the counter is Steven, who is the father of Diana's granddaughter.
And he's kind of a nerdy looking kind of
but he seems like a nice guy, you know, like
but they broke up,
she won't let him see the baby too much, or he hasn't, I shouldn't say won't, but he hasn't seen the baby.
And he better be giving her some child support, that's
right.
Well,
you know. And then we come to find that well, we'll get to that, I guess. But Diana Erin Gray asks, she needs to tell him something. And it's to tell him what I've just told you.
Yeah.
And so she says, you know, I need to talk to you, but not here. Come to my house tonight. So he's going to her house. And, old Duke gets kicked out of the restaurant. Well, no, he gets arrested.
Yeah.
They arrest him.
Yeah, the sheriff arrests him.
He didn't break no laws. Arrested, because he's black.
He was taunting the police. So he was... Yeah, but anyways,
he did.
And Steven does, he ends up leaving after she tells him to meet her up at her house at 11.
Right.
And he picks up three hitchhikers on the side
of the road. Sure, out in the middle of the woods, why not?
Two young hot girls, a guy.
A lot of porn movies start that way.
Yeah. And he's, but before that scene, though, they show him dancing, driving a car with this guy. I'm telling you, man, nerdy looking guy. I mean, yes. Music. I don't know, cast in this part as was
I don't miss the 90s
as
at
was
all.
Most of them. Yeah, 90s.
90s.
Yeah. 80s, 90s. But 70s, anyways,
60s, 70s, 80s were all cool. 90s, it just went downhill.
But heck, yeah, we get to what's he asked them? What are you guys doing out here? You guys want to get
They're going to Camp Crystal Lake.
Yeah, and
because they heard, you know, Jason's dead, so we can go to Camp Crystal Lake. All the places in the world you can go to get high and screw. Let's go there.
But Steven said he's driving a car. He goes, "What are you doing? Right. Going to get killed and have sex and get butchered and all that?" And they go, "No, well, he's not around." So then they say, "We are doing that.
Oh, we
since
are
he's not there."
Get, yeah,
you know. So yeah, hoping to get that.
Smoke some weed and
get laid. And meanwhile, right.
and I love how there's just like the one odd girl out,
and she's sitting in the front seat, going, "Hey, man, you know, kid, she,
I don't know you, but hey, you're a guy."
She wants to have him. Why don't you come with us?
Right.
Oh my god,
skinny dipping. It's freezing.
Only in a Friday the 13th movie.
And
well, not really a lot.
But why would she even go? I mean, yeah, I'm going to be sleeping outside for the whole night. I'm not going to be doing anything. No one to talk to.
Either he thought he could get them both in the tent, or you know.
Well, he didn't drive very hard.
He didn't try very hard.
Yeah, so they go skinny dip, and they don't show that, but they all come back all naked and cold.
Yeah, they're naked and cold.
You know, there's some shrinkage involved.
The girl reminds me of a girl from True Blood, too. So
which one?
A little bit. The odd girl out.
Sookie?
The red hair. No. Jessica. The hot redhead.
I only watched the first season.
How can you? Oh, yeah. Anyways. Oh, Jessica.
Vampires.
Anyways, yeah, they're just basically, she goes, the one that's, they go in a tent because she says, can we take the tent so we can, you know, they go in a tent. She gets up and she goes to take a
picture. I got to say something.
Okay, go ahead. You tell me.
Why do these chicks always got to take a squirt before you're ready to slice them? All right. You know, you're getting ready, you know, things are getting they need to be.
It's a bladder tent.
And it's, do you have a rubber? And okay, I can understand asking that. Whatever, you got to plan that crap ahead of time, though.
Right, right.
And you know, well, I have to go. And he says, "I've got one in my back." Well, I've got to go pee anyway. Why didn't you piss before you came in the tent? You know,
the whole George Costanza thing. You remember where he's trying to open up the condom?
Oh,
and he's opening up. And he goes, "Oh, I can't do this. I'm not good."
You know what's good?
He goes, "Oh, it's too late."
Oh.
Before I even pulled it open, it's like, come on. But anyways, yeah, that was funny.
I remember hearing Andrew Dice Clay say one. You know, when a chick does that, it's like you take care of business till they come back, and then one stroke done. That's good enough for them. Right there. That's what you get when they go out and have to go take a squirt before. So anyway, she gets the rubber. She comes back, and then they end up not using it. She's, you know, well, I hate these things. Baby.
Well, they show the other girl gets slashed first. She gets.
Oh yeah, Jason's out. There he kills her.
Yeah, he found them very quickly. It's funny how he's getting all around this town. Man.
And this is the medical examiner now. Yeah. I guess we're saying Jason, but this is the
right.
This is
these are bodies.
This is the medical examiner.
It's still
right?
the medical.
Still examiner. The medical yeah. examiner.
He's not driving or nothing. I mean,
he was completely on foot,
and he's either flying or, you know.
Well, you know, maybe he went to Hogwarts. Maybe
transporting himself via, you know, yeah, whatever. But yeah, he shows up everywhere he needs to be.
Yeah, kills that odd girl out, and then the other two decide not to.
And these aren't really as gory of kills as the.
What are you talking about? The girl earlier, the girl without the rubber there. He sliced her in half.
Yeah, but they look much. There was much more gore in the other ones.
Sticks this piece of metal in there, comes right through her, and then boom. Bisected.
Yep.
Or dissected or whatever. Bisected.
So he kills them in the tank. Yeah, he kills the girl. So all three of them, man, they're dead.
If she hadn't taken a leak first, he might have been able to, you know, get it taken care of.
Too late. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't be going to Camp Crystal Lake. Even though they said he was caught, you know, the military.
I know, but so whatever. Stupid.
FBI, CIA.
See, that's why these movies get me. So stupid. Who keeps going back to this? After one movie, I ain't going there.
Yeah.
Hell no. Hell no.
Heck no. No way.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. After the second one, I wouldn't go back there. All right? Because the first one, it was his mother. The second one, it's this crazy deformed kid running around chopping people up.
Right.
Why is there a franchise?
Yeah, I mean, you wonder why they do I mean, you either keep the main character in most all of
Freddy hides in dreams. Chucky's some little doll. I mean,
yeah.
You know, Michael Myers, you can't stop him. He's a behemoth.
Right. Which is cool. Yeah.
You know.
But yeah, I don't get it.
But this, I mean, this guy just stays in one place.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not like, you know, it's, you know.
Jason. He's there, yeah.
It's not like it's Jason in Denver or anything like that. Jason in Cleveland. They did that in one movie. Or, you know, they took his butt to space in the next one, which makes no sense.
Whatever.
But
you got to put caution tape around the whole Camp Crystal Lake.
Yeah, I mean, who's going there? Why? To all you fans of this franchise, I don't get it. It's my least favorite.
It is. Definitely.
Some always just, you know, rang silly about it to me.
I mean, I could get going with the first one.
I mean, it's good for the kills, I guess, and TNA. And, I mean, that's what it's for. It's just for fun. Right. You're not watching it to – it's not high art.
Right.
You know, it's not Citizen Kane.
It's what it is. It's a gore film,
but,
you know. It's
yeah, really... I just don't understand how people can be so stupid, you know, to go to this place. So where are we in this damn movie now?
Yeah, I don't know.
The kids got killed at the camp there.
The medical examiner goes back to, is it the Voorhees house?
Yeah, he goes to the Voorhees
and,
house.
He's got the one of the police officers who he grabbed at the bowling alley.
Really? Grabbed him at a bowling alley?
Well, the police officer and his girlfriend, who they were getting ready to hook up and go do it. You just see a scene where they're in a car, and he comes out and he smashes her head in the door.
That's right. Oh yeah,
remember that? Which was pretty sick.
Yeah, that was
But but then the next thing you know, the cop is laying on the table.
That's where he gives him the shave.
Yeah, let me tell this. This is
that's all I remember. He gets a shave.
He's strapped naked on the. I think he's naked on the table. You know, all strapped down and. The medical examiner, who's supposedly Jason saw or whatever, has got him on there, and it's the stupidest torture kill scene I've ever seen in my life because he basically just—it's a torture shave.
He shaves him.
He's getting on there, and as he brings
his name was Josh.
Yeah, he puts shaving cream on his face.
Where's he getting shaving cream?
I don't know.
I mean, this house is deserted. The Voorhees house.
Ted, but
how come people aren't hanging out at the Voorhees house? Like
he's
at the Myers
shaving
house.
Him.
I know.
And he's
who
like
likes this movie?
And he's looking at him like, I mean, like, what is his human tendencies coming out?
I mean,
I remember shaving at Camp Crystal Lake.
He never shaved.
Yeah, I mean, stupidest scene in any horror movie I think I've ever seen. If you're going to set the house up looking creepy looking, the guy there strapped over, gory look, and then all of a sudden he shaves him.
Yeah.
I call it the torture shave scene.
And then he spit out the thing into him. Right?
Well, yeah, he eventually does. And then he goes
maybe
over
he
his mouth.
Maybe he can't have facial hair. Because the medical examiner had facial hair.
He's afraid of his heart. Touching his beard and mustache.
What's going on?
Oh, I'm so confused. And so, yeah, remember when that dude was going to meet Erin Gray at her house? That's next.
Yeah, he doesn't show up. She gets home,
and, yeah, she's starting a fire.
Well, what happened to Steven first? Why he didn't show up at 11? He the car
was. I thought he did show up.
He didn't show up. Erin Gray was waiting for him, but the cop comes instead, right?
No. He shows up because she gets home. The cop shows up at her place.
I'm not going to be very good at this. She's the next living relative. So, bad,
so he wants to spit that thing into her. And she, they struggle. She shoots him.
Did we talk much about when he did? Yeah, this is all about, I think, the heart or something comes out of his mouth and into the
next victim. But it's not the heart anymore. It's like some long
thing. Because at the end, it almost looks like a small Jason. It's got like arms and it's inching its way across.
It looks
across
like
the
a human
floor.
Leech woman from Puppet Master.
Right. Yes. That's what it looks. Yes.
And yeah, she shoots him and thinks he's dead, but then he pops back up and he starts grabbing at that thing, starts coming out of his mouth. And that's when Steven shows up. And I think he takes like the poker from the fireplace.
That's right.
And stabs him with it.
Yeah.
And they get away. They there's a little bit of a tussle, I think.
Right.
You know, the dude who's supposed to be Jason the cop, he grabs a knife, throws it, and it hits Erin Gray in the back, and she's effectively dead the rest of the movie.
Yeah, and the sheriff.
Like, you bastard!
Well, the sheriff comes, too.
Oh, I think we should mention that every time we see the cop in a mirror, and it happens two times, I think, in this
another
scene,
you see
Jason. Not the cop, you see Jason.
Yes.
I don't know if that's stupid or just...
No, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Because... I don't get that. I don't get that at all. Why
then they struggle again? He pushes.
Why
him
his
out a
image
window.
Would show up in a
doesn't
a
he
mirror,
push him out a window?
Oh yeah. Well yeah. That's another thing too. That there's no like great strength within this character at all.
Yeah.
Even when he's Jason.
Yeah, he was a lot stronger.
He's like, fighting like you know.
Like a regular person.
Yeah, Steven's
like... where he was like retard strong before.
Yeah, he would be able to go like that, and he'd throw you on top of the roof.
That's just what it's called. And
yeah, he'd throw you up on top of the roof, and no, he's getting punched and stuff, even though he's going like this. But yeah, I mean, right. he's not... There's no strength there,
yeah,
man.
So he throws that guy out the window, and then another cop shows up, who I think it's the
sheriff guy,
whatever.
Her boyfriend,
and,
whatever.
You know, freeze, you know, and Steven immediately goes to look out the window. Hey, look, he's right here. He's the one who did it, and he's gone. So Steven now
so he gets
arrested
blamed.
For the murder of Diana. I think Diana Voorhees, yeah. Or I'm sure her name was.
To shame Erin died so quickly.
Oh, and you know what? I guess we should throw in there too that before why, this why happened, not? When Diana got home, the phone rings. She picks it up. It's her daughter Jessica, who Steven is the father of Jessica's daughter.
Right.
And she is dating the dude from that American Case Files TV show,
yeah.
That Sleazebag. Journalist,
which we come to find out, he's just dating her to get the inside
of the Voorhees
scoop. And
so evidently, he knows too. I mean, this is supposed to be some secret, but he knows too.
No, it's everybody's got a plan and an agenda. And
so much for you, Duke. You don't know every freaking thing in the world.
Yeah, he ain't the only one, man. But
Steven's in jail. Jessica comes home like that. I don't know where she was before, but she comes home like that.
Yep.
And she's got the baby and Consuela, whoever it is,
Consuela.
Is trying to clean the blood off the carpet. And
her, like her little
I mean, it's a huge
like
spot.
That.
How does she think she's going to clean that out?
And she's like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to leave
this
she's blood.
Got like, she's got like a rag.
And she goes, it's okay. She wasn't affected too much yet. Her mom just died.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't seem to affect her at all.
She goes to the police station, I guess.
I think her mom whipped her
or
stuff. I don't know.
And she's got the baby and this sleazebag journalist with her, and she sees Steven for a second, and that was like the first time he saw his daughter. And he's being put in a cell, and he's being put in a cell by a deputy who's
friend.
Like a friend of his.
It's a friend,
a
yeah.
And, I think he believes him that he did.
Yeah, he keeps telling him, I know you didn't do it. And he's actually very... he's going, I'm going to help you. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I know you didn't do this. I will figure it out. I will
right.
find out who this killer is who did this. So he's on his side
yeah,
and he's
right.
very adamant on saying, I'm going to help you. Just get in there. And
I'm sure everybody knows this guy. Why would he kill the mother?
Right.
Well, I mean, yeah, maybe they're estranged from, the,
yeah.
the for the baby, but.
Hey, everybody goes through their, little things, but
yeah.
And then
we did.
Yeah,
A little bit. So they put him in a cell next to Duke. Remember, Duke is in jail because he's black,
and evidently he likes to show some pain.
Yeah, he likes to
punish people.
Basically, like everything
gets
has
off
a price.
Everything has a price.
And so yeah, he's asking Steven's asking him questions because he seems to know something. You know, he asks him questions about what's going on, and he tells him, you know, that's a very expensive question. And, you know, I don't.
Are you willing to pay the price?
You know, give me your left hand. And, yeah, just starts.
Breaks.
You know, did we even mention that when Jason got all blowed up at the beginning, Duke was there watching.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was there hiding in the bushes. And he was just like, I don't think so.
How can we forget that? Yeah, he was. Yeah, I don't think so.
But yeah, he's.
You think he would have done something? He was very. He's going
just watching these a-holes. You know,
he should have ran in there, got the heart, and he should have said, "We need to kill that
heart."
He can't. Although he knows that's right, because it's got to be a Voorhees.
It's got to be a Voorhees.
He must die from a Voorhees. But
he has the information, and evidently so does the dude from American Case File. And so yeah, he starts asking him,
"Hey, Tommy Slayer.
If you want the info, it's going to cost you." And he starts breaking his friggin' fingers.
Yeah.
They don't show it, but I'm sure he's just taking them and wham.
Oh, yeah. He splits them apart, and then he starts telling him a little bit about
He tells him a little bit.
Then he goes, oh, well, the price,
because he asks the question, how do we get rid of him? What do we do? And he puts his hand back out there again for him to break some more. What's stupid?
Yeah. And then he sees that he's going to do it again, and he doesn't break his finger. He goes, okay, and then he lets him know.
Yeah, he's hardcore.
Yeah, so
he's hardcore like Duke.
His heart,
Steven's not such a wuss after all. He's got some guts. So
yeah, who would have known? Even at the fight scene a little bit later on with the other deputy.
It's always the ones that surprise you. The ones you don't think, man, they got guts.
Yeah, I don't know. He's something else, man. I tell you that. I can't believe this movie, man, it's just a trip. I just from beginning to end, I don't get it.
Yeah, Planet of Vampires was way better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So what happens? He does some yelling. Steven does some yelling. Right. Ah, get me out of here!
Starts causing it.
And that friend of his, that deputy, comes in, and this is all set up. Steven grabs him around the neck, grabs his gun.
Because he knows what needs to be done.
And if it was that easy to get out of jail, everybody would do it. And puts it up there.
Well, he's his buddy, so he can reach through and get it, So.
I guess. So he gets out of jail that way, and somehow he sneaks out of the entire building without being seen.
Well, he's got him up against the guards with the bars with the gun, and he goes, you wouldn't shoot me. He goes, probably not. But then he turns around and he lets him go anyway. So, I mean, I guess, buddy, he lets him go. So, yeah, hey. So he hops in the car and he takes off. I mean, gets to the. Eventually, he shows. Well, they show. Yeah, they get back to the diner.
The diner, and she is.
Is it Jessica?
Yeah, she wants. They're gonna watch the baby for her while she's trying to.
Oh, and this diner is awesome. I love these characters. You see,
those are cool characters at the diner.
If everything took place around the diner,
where
Jason was coming at them. There you go. I wrote the whole movie right there. Yeah. Let's not have Jason jump from body to body. Let's keep it Jason, okay, Voorhees. Let's keep it in this diner. Let's keep them fighting him off in this diner, okay? Because you can do a whole movie with just this diner.
Those people that run that
and
diner,
those characters,
that would be a great movie.
Ted, that's what made the movie partly okay
to watch.
They're
about the only likable characters of the whole thing.
The little guy and his big woman, man.
And their fat son, Ward.
And I love, oh, my God. And you could tell he was just somebody's friend, and they said, you go on in the movie. You play that role.
Right.
You
know. So somehow, yeah, they're watching the baby, and somehow Steven's right there in the back of the restaurant. And they just put the baby, in a cardboard box in the back.
Yeah.
No one's watching. The baby could turn and roll over and fall right out of that box. If any of you have kids, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you don't put a baby
like
in a
box lid. And go,
cardboard. They look like cardboard.
It was just cardboard.
And it's sitting about 6 feet or – Four or five feet off the ground.
Yeah, it's like on a sink top.
It's like, yeah, I don't know. It's crazy.
I take exception.
There you go. You're okay there, honey. You'll be fine. Yeah, I do like, dude,
all
chugging some Coca-Cola.
Products placement.
Brought to you today by Coca-Cola. And what's really cool.
They owe us money, though.
Yeah, a little percentage off the top. But anyways.
I asked my wife for Pepsi.
But you got your Coke.
Yeah.
Always getting him Coke. He's got to get off the. Okay, anyways.
I know. It's that sugar. I mean, it doesn't even taste that good.
But. Oh, it's flat. It's been sitting in your back of your car for like weeks.
No, I just got it today.
No, that's the one that I put a little X mark on the bottom. See? Trying to get away with it. Flat. Yeah, see, that's the flat one. You can't tell it's no carbonation.
No wonder.
Oh, well. Yeah. But
where are we in this masterpiece?
I have no idea. But anyway,
Steven sees his daughter for the first time.
Well, we were talking about the diner scene, yeah.
Yeah.
But I like too when she's got the gun and she's getting ready. Remember?
Yeah.
And she's trying to cock it. She's cocking it like three times, and the little guy takes it and he goes like this. This is how it's done. He goes, and he goes, and she's like pissed.
I know. Later on in this movie, like everyone in this diner knows their way around a firearm.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they know exactly what they're doing.
This is a hick town.
I've shot guns before, so Ward gives him his keys and says, just get out of here. Instead of getting out of here, he goes to the Voorhees house, maybe to try to find some answers.
Right.
What he finds is the friggin' Necronomicon from Evil Dead 2, or Evil Dead movie.
The book is there. It's, yeah, the Book of the Dead is sitting on the table.
Same friggin' thing.
And they only show it for like a few seconds, probably for a reason.
Why is it
there? So they don't go, hey, I mean,
why is it
there? I have no idea.
And I know someone might chime in and say, yeah, there was a comic book series, Jason versus Freddy versus Ash.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I've got an opinion about this.
Right.
If it doesn't happen in the friggin' movies, it didn't happen. And that goes for Star Wars, too. I don't care about cartoon shows, comic books, novels, video games, all that stuff.
Agreed.
If it's not in the friggin' movies, it don't count.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I don't get the book.
Why is the Necronomicon?
I don't understand.
Because I don't think they even own the rights to those movies.
No, they just threw it in there. They said, we'll put some kind of evil book there that he'll open up a couple pages with some
symbols. Like, I wonder how they got away with that. Like, I don't think they owned the rights to Evil Dead at that time.
I have no idea.
Maybe they did and they didn't do anything with it. I don't know.
It's odd. Very odd.
But it's there in the pages of the exact same that they show. And
yeah, and the strange thing is this house, I mean, all the floorboards are like...
They're all loose.
They're all loose. All the nails must be gone. Somebody came in there, pulled all the nails out.
Right.
And there's parts that you'd fall in every
five feet. Yeah, some jackass went in there with a claw hammer, pulled all the nails out of the floorboard.
Because it's not wood rot.
And, they just...
Holmes on Holmes.
You're right. Floorboards just flip on.
Yeah, it's like they made traps.
Booby traps.
They took, yeah. So maybe they're just...
Booby traps. That's what I said. Booby traps.
and this is where
he falls like in the closet or something.
He goes in
right?
the closet, falls through.
And his head's sticking out. And then he sees that douche from, I don't even remember his name, from American Case File comes into the house. And he's on one of those old cell phones.
Talking about, yeah, I'm going to bang her.
He says that he stole the body of Diana Voorhees.
Yeah.
From the morgue, I don't know how he stole the body, walked out of the morgue with it, and it's hiding in the basement of this house.
Right.
And, you know, he's going to bring, like, you know, the camera crews and the cops in here, for a special.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, lo and behold, they're going to find the body and get ratings through the roof. And, he says, I'm going to bang her daughter tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, just stupid.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
How does this make any sense?
Jesse worked his way into becoming, he suave, sophisticated man. And this guy looks very odd, too, with his hair. He's white. I don't know. He looks weird in this movie.
Why has he got to be white? Why has he got to look weird? Because he's white.
He's pale, not white. Dang it.
And then probably one of the coolest scenes.
This is a cool scene, although I don't get it.
Yeah, it don't make.
I don't get it. Don't make no sense.
But I like it.
They threw it in for special effects and cool horror stuff.
You had to pay Nicotero something. So
yeah,
you had to give him a moment. So yeah, the cop that got possessed or whatever,
yeah.
Josh. We'll call him Josh.
Yeah, whoever.
He comes running into the house, grabs that douche from the TV show, spits that leech thing into him, gives him a big old kiss.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, after he's gone. Instead of just falling down and dying,
yeah. Because he's been stabbed in the head and everything. You think his body would just fall over.
A Wicked Witch from the West thing. And he's melting.
Yeah, oh my God.
And it is a cool scene. Like when he's got his head on the ground, he picks it up and all this, flesh and mucus.
And his body opens up from the midsection.
Yeah,
and all this stuff starts coming out. And This is a very cool scene. I mean, that was
the money shot.
Yeah, but why that happened?
It didn't happen to anybody else that got possessed by him.
I'm telling you, the guy when they made this movie, a bunch of people were just sitting around who knew horror movies,
shooting out ideas. That's a good one.
I think nobody said no to anything. No.
Everybody who worked there could get their
idea. And there's a guy in the background. That has nothing to do with the Jason Friday. Don't worry about it. I'm the director.
We'll fix it in editing.
Well, yeah, we'll edit it. Yeah. But yeah, I don't, you know, just so much that just don't make no sense. So, anyways, I mean.
So I think Jessica's at the house, right? Yeah. She's at the house. She's taking a shower. Lights go out. Big deal.
Yeah, you know, and they don't show. She's must had in her contract. I don't want him to be shown a lot, you know, and a lot of skin isn't shown here.
She wasn't that good looking. Not like that chick at the beginning.
Well, you couldn't really tell.
That chick at the beginning. Ooh, whoa.
Oh, yeah. She's one of those girls you see.
Whoa, man, Ralphie boy.
Every 80s movie, when they have the aerobics classes going on with the sweatbands and the, you know, leotards.
I get very excited.
It's that kind of woman that's who was at the beginning of the movie. But, you know, very excited. This one was like your innocent girl. Although, first Jason, second Jason. I mean, you know, the girl, this innocent girl, looked pretty darn cute and hot. But this one, the girl in the first couple,
she wasn't so bad.
Yeah. But anyways, whatever.
She could use a little bit more. I like hair on a girl, man. I don't like chicks that have short hair. I look like a boy. I don't
She don't look like a boy.
Who?
The girl from the first movie.
From the first one.
Whatever. Anyways, Yeah, so what? Was it when Jessica's taking a shower at her
Yeah, she's taking house. A shit or a shower or something. And the lights go out and she grabs a hammer or something.
Lights got always
Is it
go
a hammer?
Out.
I think she grabs a hammer.
Lights went out in, what was that city?
What? Georgia.
Lights went out in Georgia.
And that's a state.
So oh, so. My God.
And for some reason she goes out to the garage.
Hey, we picked a bad movie.
But see, this is fun.
But this is, yeah. This is,
I'm having a great time. So, yeah, she goes out to the garage. I don't know why. Goes in the car.
Yeah, I mean, I guess she was trying to get to the car to leave. I mean,
yeah, maybe. And then,
although the director didn't say, make sure you pick up the keys on the way out. Just head to the car.
So
it'll start for you, I promise you.
The douchebag shows up. He's about to spit the leech into her. And then Steven shows up, grabs Jessica, throws her over his shoulder, caveman style. Yeah. She's like, you know. Let me go. What, you want to stay there with that? Look what's going down.
Yeah, she's fighting him. Like, leave me alone. She wants nothing to do with him. He must have really been a jerk.
Yeah, and he's grabbing him through the window.
Unbelievable.
And Steven ends up look how he looks. And she wants to stay with that.
Yeah.
You know, he's all dead-eyed and blood on his face.
Yeah, you should see that there's something wrong
with
him. Yeah,
I can fix him. I can change him.
He's not so bad, really.
And Steven runs him over, backs up, runs his ass over again. And, you know, I did that to you know, an old lady one time. It's not that big of a deal. They make it seem like it's such a thing.
No, I mean, it's...
Nobody ever found out it was me.
It's a necessity, you know, sometimes, you know. But,
She wouldn't move.
Yeah, I did that to a big ant trail was crossing the street. I mean, it must have been a billion ant colony. Went from one side of the street to the other. Mm-hmm. And I just, I took the car and I just kept backing up. Back and forth.
Get them all.
Traffic was backed up too. I mean, they were wondering what the heck are you doing? What is he doing, man? He's backing up and killing ants. Is what I came out and told him because the cop pulled me out of the car, threw me down, and my face was down in the ground, mm-hmm. looking at the ants as they were walking away. You know, and I said, "Hey, I was just trying to have some fun." Jason style. Jason goes to hell style.
Yeah, they don't get it.
You know, but anyways,
you know, the cops don't get it.
But anyway,
you don't get what we're about and what we're trying to do for the world.
Jessica pretty much says, hey, he killed, blames, you know, says Steven's a killer.
Yeah, he says, you agree he's dead, right? You know, and you know, he's not dead. Mm-hmm. And she almost plays like she's believing him for a second. And then, yeah, she, you know, elbows him in the chest, pushes him out of the car, and she's about to take off. And she does, right? Yeah, she takes off. He's hanging onto the car for a while, and he just falls in the middle of the street.
Yeah, and I think he's conked out.
There is nothing that happens in that scene where he would be and they do show him kind of just like
But
there's nothing
out.
That happens where he didn't hit his head.
Yeah, no, you're right.
There's nothing that happens.
There's no reason why he should be passed out and conked out on the ground.
It's like he's just taking a nap.
Somebody said, did anybody see Friday the 13th, The Orphan? I don't think there's no such thing. I think they're,
you know, maybe it's around. A fan movie or something.
It's probably no movie at all. But it's pretty funny. It might
be a fan movie. There's fan
movies out there. Friday 13th Orphan. Maybe. Who knows?
It wouldn't be hard to make.
Have to look it up. But yeah.
Probably did better than this one. And then, okay, I love
it. Is that a real movie? You let me know.
Yeah.
But
she goes to the police station, says, oh, you know, Steven, blah, 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 you know, psycho, blah, blah, blah. And they send
the cop. Go ahead.
They send that same, his buddy cop over there. He gets their lickety split.
But
how about that douchebag from American Case File? Mm-hmm. How come he can't get to him?
I have no idea.
But the cop, you know, gets in the car. He drives there, and they have time to have a fist fight.
Oh, okay. First of all,
now if there was a dash cam in that police car, this kid's going away for the rest of his life.
First off, he's still knocked out. Okay, he's laid out. I don't know if he's resting, taking a nap,
and he could jump up and start fighting like that.
But Bam. Oh, he's beating the heck out of
that cop. Punches him right in the head.
The deputy. He's not trained. That's for sure. He's got no training. His butt's getting kicked by this dude. Not saying but the dude is.
If he was knocked out and he just got done being knocked out, and that cop punches him in the head, and he's
that would knock him out.
Lucid enough to keep fighting, but you know he's holding onto a car going 3 miles an hour. Let's go! And then he's knocked out for half hour.
But yeah, he's fighting
this
with
movie's
his
retarded.
Fighting with his buddy, and he says, "I got a gun." Deputy pulls a gun, and he gives him enough time. He goes and gets, you know, the deputy's just watching him.
Yeah, he's
and
like, because I've got a gun. Big deal, I've got a gun. So they both, I would have said, and a matter of fact, it's your gun that I stole off you when I busted out of jail.
Unbelievable. And that's when he gets a call saying that Jessica's at the jailhouse.
The douchebag's at the jailhouse.
So Steven gives him this gun and says, you know, hey, take me with you. Put handcuffs on me. And he's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he handcuffs him and ends up taking them back to the police station.
I'm going to ask a question, though.
This sure,
is a small town. This is a small town. And why is it that small there's town. Just one cop out there looking for this kid? I mean, you know, don't you think everybody would be out there? The sheriff's girlfriend was killed. Her daughter's life was, you know, endangered.
We need state police up here right away.
Yeah, there's
a rash of killings again going into that's why
there's a whole lot of shaking going on.
Ted, that's why
and this is a huge police station.
That's why Jason never left Camp Crystal Lake.
I mean, this is a huge police station. This ain't like, I mean, it's like Mayberry.
No, it is.
And they've got this gigantic police station.
It is kind of
so
funny.
So what happens? Yeah, the cop and Steven, they show up at the police station.
And meanwhile,
the douchebag from American Case Files is about to slip the tongue.
Yeah, because he shows up there too.
Yeah, he starts kicking ass and taking names.
He's killing people. He's killing police officers.
Cops.
He knocks their heads together, and you see all the.
That's a good part.
That's actually cool too.
Yeah, because they show the cops a little bit,
and they shoot him right through the head too. And you can
Steven does, man. Yeah.
You can tell it's the black fluid. So immediately when the tongue goes in,
it's from X-Files, like the black
turns fluid. All their blood black. So
but
whatever.
I mean, how is it? This kid's probably never shot a gun in his life, and almost every shot is connected.
Direct,
bam, bam,
direct,
right between
the
eyes. Cops are completely helpless, but you know this douche can shoot.
Unbelievable.
And in all the melee and chaos, Duke manages to knock out a cop and get some keys.
Yeah, he goes.
And I like how they let him keep his hat.
You know,
on. Usually they take everything from you, ball it up, and throw it in a box.
Put all your stuff, your wallet, everything that you got.
Right,
you
know, got everything.
Yeah, I think he even had his wallet and his knife and everything. You know, whatever.
Yeah, you know, and then you know,
it's the movie for you.
Yeah, he had his iPad and everything. so they escape from jail.
Yeah.
Now Duke goes his own way. They don't know Duke got away. Just gets away.
He gets out.
Steven and Jessica go back to the restaurant. They want to get the baby. And
the lady went at the diners, holding the gun out, saying,
right.
"I'm not."
But wait, go back to the cop station for a second. So they shoot the.
I'm back at the cop station.
They shoot the douchebag from American Case File. I don't think we see who he infects next, but
they don't show that.
So that's coming up.
Right.
So, yeah, they go back to the restaurant to get the baby.
Mm-hmm.
The lady that runs the place. Everybody in that whole place has a gun.
Yeah.
And I like how they give give Ward a gun. And what's he supposed to do? Go out and do something?
Yeah, their poor son. Yeah, I mean, they said go to the police.
Yeah, go to the police station. See what's going on over there. And I love how he goes out there.
Oh, yeah.
Twirling it around. And
look at you, man.
Yeah, while they're all arguing inside, which is a great scene because Jessica just clocks that big fat lady that owns that diner. And she doesn't just knock her out. She spins.
Right.
And bam, down. You know, and there's like,
and I like
honey pie,
honey pie,
and Pookie little
bear,
Pookie bear. Yeah, I think that's a Pookie bear.
And it is a cool scene out in the parking lot when he's got the gun and stuff, and he goes up to,
yeah. And you know what? No, we're mistaken because it's that douchebag again from American Case File. He didn't.
It is still him.
Yeah, okay. He didn't infect the cop yet.
Well, he takes and he goes like this, and his arm just breaks.
Oh yeah, the bone.
And bone just pokes. It's
Remember when that happened to me when I was arm wrestling?
I
couldn't go to work for 2 days.
Big time arm wrestler back in the day.
Yeah,
about 5 years ago.
No.
And nobody could beat him.
Nobody could beat me. And I even did it left handed, and that's not my.
Well, you were 30, and they put you in the 12-year-old category.
Yeah, so, none of those 12-year-olds could take.
No, you were kicking their butts. Man. Yeah, I mean, but that's the way they had to.
But then there was that one kid who was like a mutant, and
they broke your arm.
Yeah, you know, it's
unbelievable.
Just, you know, I beat like 200 of them in a row, and I think I was just getting a little fatigued. And,
yeah, I mean, you know, your arm was tired. I could see how swollen up it got because of all that blood.
And, you know, we would be arm wrestling, and I'd be slapping him in the head, you know, licking my fingers and slapping him in the head.
Well, the one kid came.
Other hijinks.
One kid came with a squirt gun, and he's shooting you as he's trying to do.
That kid.
I mean, there were no rules, no regulations going.
No, there's no holds barred.
It's just
no holds barred
whoever went down, I mean, you know.
But the one got the best of me, and I was out of work for 2 days.
Yeah, but this guy, you know.
I just kind of, you know, used
duct tape.
Yeah, and
They didn't have the pink, but it was just a regular old gray.
Yeah,
duct
good old
tape.
Gray, and that's what did it. And it's, you know, once in a while it cracks and creaks, but it works pretty well.
Yeah, a little Elmer's glue.
Yeah,
and so they're back at the diner. The electricity goes out.
The electricity always. This is a really, you know. Someone needs to fix the transformer. In this
thing. What's actually happening is all the people in this the area, they're just not paying their bills.
Oh, okay.
And because they say that somewhere in this movie.
The
electric company's really getting at us, dear mama. Yeah. One of the houses, as he's driving by, not them, just some random thing, you can hear it off in the distance. Mm-hmm. And they're going, nobody in this city, their village, is paying their electric bills. And
because we're watching the unrated version. It's in that version.
So, slowly, they're shutting down
everybody's
houses.
Especially if you have a sound bar, you'll hear it.
Yeah.
In the left channel.
Yeah.
With headphones.
So everybody's electricity is going out. They're paying for the gas because they don't want to be cold. So they're back at the diner. Lights are out. And
there's a melee going on. Everybody that works in that diner knows how to use a gun.
They should. I mean, come on.
You know,
point and shoot.
Gookie Bear's husband, he gets like thrown in the fryer or something like that.
Yes, he puts his head right in the fryer.
And then
it's not bubbling, though, or nothing. No steam's coming out of it.
It sucks.
They probably just said, hey, director.
Right.
The we don't got the steam machine. The water ain't bubbling.
We'll fix it in editing.
Don't worry about it. We'll CGI it in. Yes. When we take care of the little electrical orange balls of lights going off, Jason, we'll put it in there.
Yep, and they forgot.
Yeah.
There should be a recall on the disc.
So it was dark enough, too, that they didn't need to. You probably wouldn't have seen the bubbling.
The audience can use their imagination. And the wife, the kind of like the big lady, she goes to help him, and doesn't he just like take his elbow and go like that in her chin? Just
completely
gets pushed in.
Yeah, so she's got like a pushed in face, kind of.
Right.
Yeah.
And while that's going down, Jessica goes in the back to try to get the baby, and there's a note that says, "You know, I have the baby." Actually, they show it so quick you can't even read it.
Right. Yeah.
After this
so
is
quick,
all
you
done,
wouldn't even know it.
Steven finds the note. And it says, it's from Duke, and basically he has
basically
a baby
at the Voorhees
house. Come meet me alone.
Yeah. But Jessica is heading out there first.
Right. She goes out there.
Gotta save
the
baby.
And this is where he's going to tell her the whole thing that we've told you, the whole friggin' movie.
Yeah.
That evidently that guy from American Case File knew, too.
Yep.
And, you know, by a Voorhees. Yeah. You know, Voorhees this, Voorhees that.
Yeah.
And, you know.
She can only be the only one that can kill him.
Right. Right.
Whatever.
Or this baby. You know, give the baby the knife. I mean, why do you have to take the baby to tell her this? I mean, you could have just told her.
Yeah, I mean, she gets
kidnap your child.
She goes through the door and he's sitting there just holding
her worried, you know, and scared to death. And he just gives the baby back.
Well, he goes, here, it's not about the $500,000 now.
Now it's personal.
It's personal. Oh, so, yeah, I mean,
crying out loud. And then, doesn't he throw some this is where we find out that Duke went to Hogwarts because he throws a knife at her and it turns into, in midair, this big sword. And I think
that's where you find
it's
out.
Supposed to resemble the knife from Evil Dead. Like, you know, and yeah. It doesn't exactly look like the dagger from Evil Dead.
Right.
That's what they were going for.
Yeah.
I still don't know. Has anybody commented about why the Evil Dead book's in that movie?
No.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, I have
nobody
no idea. Knows. Yeah.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
And, I mean, maybe they were trying to set things up, but I don't know if they even own the rights to set things up. I mean,
yeah, I have no idea.
It took 10 years to get the, you know, Freddy vs. Jason movie.
Right.
And how many scripts did it go through? And we ended up getting the one that we got. You know, that had the chick from TLC in it and some blonde kid pretending to be Jay from Clerks and, you know, whatever else lame.
Not good. Not good. Yeah. I have no idea. They like I said, this movie was just thrown. But anyways,
they're at the house and two cops show up.
Two cops and a douchebag.
Because you know, he infected some of them cops.
Right.
We just don't know.
Yeah.
Because Duke ends up falling through one of them loose floorboards. And weren't there like spikes or something on the floor? Because he impales his leg.
Yeah.
This is like the Goonies, man, when they're falling down those booby traps.
It's like a booby trap. This
should be a haunted house. They should have been, you know, selling tickets. Well,
yeah, so evidently
25% survival rate.
You think that was his mother who did that? I mean,
dude, I don't know, man.
Because everything mostly took place at Camp Crystal Lake.
I guess she could have done it. That guy in the Saw movies built all these elaborate traps when he was dying of freaking cancer.
Yeah. So who knows?
Yeah, you know, people can do amazing things under duress. So two cops show up, one of them's the sheriff.
And he's telling her, kill him! You don't know which one is...
Yeah, a black man telling you to kill cops.
You don't know which one's right. Infected.
Kill them both!
You don't know who's Jason! Right. So yeah, I mean, you know.
He's looking out for their best interest because you don't know.
So she does.
But what we do know is that any of the guys that have been infected by this thing don't talk.
Right.
And it turns out that the sheriff, that dude, was talking.
Right.
So she killed him accidentally.
Right. So yeah.
The other dude comes.
She got blood on her hands.
And
now.
Doesn't she take that knife or something and cut his head?
She does. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a really cool part where his head kind of splits and this
demon like. Yeah.
I thought it was maggots at first, but it's not.
Yeah.
And this weird
little... That's where it looks like a little dude.
Demon
like
thing comes crawling out.
Or, yeah.
And then I got to ask you another question.
Yeah, and this is a crazy... Yeah,
Because when Duke is down in the cellar,
yeah,
you see what is supposed to be the body of Diana
right.
down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are these crates that say Arctic Expedition, Julia Carpenter. All right? Like, I feel...
Go ahead.
I feel like they put that there for a reason.
Right, yeah.
You know, because they made it obvious for you to see it. What does the Arctic Expedition have to do with this?
I have no idea.
You know, I mean, it's almost Lovecraftian. There's always something in the Arctic in those Lovecraft stories and these mystic creatures and aliens and monsters.
Hey, this movie.
Like at the Mountains of Madness.
Right.
And I'm just wondering, what's that all about?
Ted, this movie's so messed up. It could be anything.
That could have been cool. Like maybe is that where this monster came from? And
it could be anything. They don't.
But why does it say Julia Carpenter? It should say like a Voorhees on there.
Well,
because then I could kind of use my imagination and say maybe someone went to the Arctic a long time ago and brought something back.
Where
that's what infected the family.
It's like the thing. It's like John Carpenter, Lisa Carpenter.
I mean, I don't know
what's going on there. Yeah, I mean, I have no idea.
Like that.
It's like an Easter egg that they.
I still wouldn't have liked the movie.
Maybe the director's going hee. You know, yeah, that's like, his little inside joke.
I probably wouldn't have liked the movie if they went in that direction, but
I don't know.
They make it so you have to see it because they pan right by it nice
right,
and slow.
Yeah.
But they don't really ever explain what that meant. So,
yeah, I don't think anywhere you can find the answer to that, Ted. Sorry.
Yeah, so
sleep good tonight.
The little demon dude
falls down into the cellar
and climbs up Diana's ass.
Well, because they go.
The dead body's
they
ass.
Go, Diana's down there.
She's and a Voorhees.
But the funny...
Well, just climb up its ass.
Maybe that's why he was reborn in a way, because he doesn't come up as Diana. He comes up as Jason Voorhees.
True of Voorhees, he will be reborn.
So, this is the next...
And he's fully clothed. He looks exactly like he did at the beginning of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Reborn.
Yeah, just totally the same. I mean...
Exactly the same. Not naked.
So why would you know this is a Jason you know movie? I have no idea. But
so like I mean, I said, these people didn't always have to like spit it out their mouths this whole movie. They could have crapped it out too.
They could have. But anyways, yeah,
that would have been better.
Well, if you could put it down, you can enema style it. But anyways, they do go into a big old tussle. They're fighting, and like I said,
it's a tussle.
Like I said, this Jason,
it's got no power.
A normal guy can fight and punch him. I mean, you're not going to kill him.
Right, but you could hurt him. You could put a hurt on him.
Yeah, and push him and knock him down, or even though I don't think they knock him down. But he goes like this to him.
He takes a coal shovel and whacks him in the head 85 times.
But before that, he takes him, I think, Steven, and he grabs him like this and he throws him. But he throws him, I swear, a foot in front of him, he knocks down.
Yeah.
I could have picked him up and threw him about at least 5 feet.
Well, he was just born. You know, maybe he didn't get all his powers and all his skills.
Oh, I have no idea.
And I like how Steven jumps up on the jungle gym. Evidently, the house has a monkey bars. And Jason just picks it up and flips it over.
That's the thing. He's
like, they didn't have that mounted in the ground. That's dangerous for kids.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It wasn't cemented in the ground.
It wasn't
at all.
Cemented in. Yeah, he just
a bird
picked it up
lands
and
on it. It's
going to
flip over. You know, kind of like your old swing sets when you went up too high, you get those little cherry bumps,
and it all the whole swing set falls over.
Yeah,
but anyways,
what's her face? Jessica, she's got the dagger. She knows what she's supposed to do.
And I tell you, from this point on, it's a little cool, okay? Other than the things flying. Anyways, yeah, whatever. If you could take anything,
she comes around
from
and
the movie.
Stabs him right in the heart, which is more like, you know, if you know anything about anatomy, that's not really his heart. She kind of stabbed him here.
In the abdomen.
And where his stomach is, you know, the heart's more right there.
And when she stabs him,
you
got to
get it, you know, in between the ribs.
Right.
You know, you got to get in between there.
You got to break that rib
cage. You
got to
pierce that. You got to.
You're gonna break it, yeah, exactly.
So,
but she stabs him, and she doesn't evidently get it all the way because he's standing there like,
yeah, he's still fighting.
But there's like electrical, I don't know what that kind
of, you know,
energy stuff coming out of
energy.
Again, the
little things are shooting out of him.
Again,
they just
tried doing some kind of CGI. Wasn't that, you know, really at use then?
Yeah.
So they're just putting some kind of,
what does he do? Kick it? And
special
and
effects.
Push it through the rest of the way.
Well, he's fighting him. Steven is, and then Jessica actually does come and he kicks.
Yeah.
And that's when.
But then he goes down on the ground.
Totally
and
kills
the knife's not even in him anymore. Like when all these fake hands start coming out of the ground.
Because he's going to hell now at the end of the movie.
The knife's not even in his chest anymore. Did she kick it all the way through him?
She did kick it all the way through
him. All the way through him?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how it ended up.
Do you know how much force you have to use to kick that? The hilt all the way through the human body.
Oh, and the accuracy of her kick.
Yeah.
Because you're talking knife. Your foot's got to come right up there.
Right.
So she's been taking some martial arts classes for quite a while.
Right, right. Here. Deleted scenes, her in the martial arts class.
Yeah, they took that out because they said this has nothing to do with this movie. But put that in there. I would have liked to have seen her do some because the movie still sucked.
And then these big gloved hands come out and pull.
But yeah, that was weird too. Dirt. Like, I guess the demons in hell have these like hands about this 2 feet wide by 2 feet. Very large.
Why are they pulling them underground to take them to hell? I mean, hell's not like, you know,
first of all,
you don't dig in the ground and get to hell.
They're giant paper mache hands. That's all they were.
I mean, is that what we're doing? We're digging in the ground till we get to hell? I thought you got to China.
Yeah, I don't know. They were, yeah. And
China hell?
But at a part, Ted, at a part, he does fall.
We have a lot of
ground.
Chinese viewers. It is not hell.
He actually falls through the ground. And hits. Yeah. I mean, he's in somewhere, but then he actually comes back out of the dirt. But then he starts.
Yeah, he grabs Steve, and he's trying to pull Steve.
Yeah,
you're coming with me.
And Jessica does pull him away.
Yeah, pulls him away.
But he falls. He gets pulled through the dirt like quicksand.
Yeah, solid ground.
I mean, it's very odd. Very.
And he gets
odd.
Pulled all the way down.
Yeah.
All right, all the way down. They show it. Pulls all the way down into the ground.
Yes.
Jessica, Steve, and the baby—they're all walking into the sunset.
And the coolest part. I mean, if you call it cool aside.
But the wind blows and the mask is laying on the ground. It got pulled because it's fused to his head, remember?
Right.
All the way down the ground. But
so it should be.
A dog comes over, I think takes a leak on it. And that's what they should have had.
Look at it. If I'm a dog talking, oh, a mask got uncovered. I'm going to go pee right over there.
And then the part that got, I remember seeing this in the theater and I remember the audience reaction to this because nobody knew. You know, there was no internet.
Right.
Nobody knew that this was going to happen.
Yeah.
And I saw it opening night.
The big surprise.
And, you know, the Freddy hand and claw goes out. And it's not even Robert Englund's voice No. When you hear the laugh.
I think it was Kane Hodder who played the hand.
Probably. Kane Hodder plays everybody.
He's got the credits for that.
Yeah, it's not. Oh, really? You even
watched
it? Man, as soon as the movie was over, I flipped it off. I didn't watch no credits. And
he's got the credits.
As soon as
Freddy Krueger's
hand. Not even, you know, Freddy's laugh. And it's the movie's over.
So, I mean, so Freddy Krueger, pulls his mask down. So that's him, Freddy Krueger, taking him to hell as if, I guess Freddy Krueger's lingering in hell, you know, at the moment, you know, doing his thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
With the demons. But Freddy Krueger should be still in
this. Got everybody talking for a decade. When are we going to have Jason and Freddy together? And
can you believe it took 10 years?
10 years to get that movie going.
And
you got to think about how many Friday the 13th movies did we have in the 80s? Like all of them. All right. And we only had two Jason movies in the. Jason Goes to Hell was the only Friday the 13th movie from the 90s.
Right.
The whole decade of the 90s, you had one Jason movie. And then in the 2000s, you had Jason X, which we could have done.
Right.
It's so stupid and ridiculous. And so stupid. And then there was Jason versus Freddy. And I know it's got its fans, but it exists outside the continuity. You know, they try to.
Well, I can even go with that. I mean, it, you know, hey, let's put together a movie with. But this movie.
Oh, right, because they did that with the old classic Universal. You know, have the mashups of Dracula and Frankenstein and Wolf.
Yeah, I mean, I have no problem with that. I mean,
I guess evidently that's what they're going for now with the new reboots with the Dracula, you know, whatever that was called, Dracula Untold, and they're supposed to be doing a Frankenstein movie and a mummy movie. And
yep,
if Universal. They're good, you know, I didn't dislike Dracula Untold or whatever,
right.
But I just want to see how the others go. Like, how are they going to tie it all in?
Oh, yeah, I can't wait till the next one. And I'm not even sure which, any
idea? I
think
it's going to be a mummy. I think it's
mummy. Okay.
You know, do something.
Well, like we haven't done the mummy,
But Frankenstein's always like one of my favorite stories, and I do like different takes on that.
Yeah, I would like to see the Frankenstein character come next.
Yeah. I don't know if they're going
to
do that.
Frankenstein, then maybe, the
classics.
They've done them all to death, but now the Universal
creature.
Wolfman next.
We've had a Wolfman movie not too long ago.
Yeah, with Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, it had good effects. It wasn't bad.
It was an all right movie.
It was. And
but yeah,
I just want to see where they go before I start, like, you know, getting all, you know, like maybe this will be my, you know, Marvel Cinematic Universe, you know.
Right.
But,
I figured I
could just go back and watch the old ones, you know. I mean,
you always pop in the classics, man.
That's the thing.
If when in doubt,
the new ones don't tarnish the old ones for me. I know some people will think, you know, a new movie, you know, if it sucks, it ruins the whole franchise. It doesn't for me.
I take it as each film as its own right. I mean, you know, whether it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, however many they get.
Yeah.
You know, it's totally cool with me.
But monsters, if they can tie that in and make it, you know, cohesive and make sense.
Right.
And I know that's what a lot of studios want to do. Everybody wants to have their Marvel thing going. And that's fine. That's a good opportunity for them to do it. Universal's legacy. They're monsters.
More power to them.
Let's do something.
Exactly.
And do it right. Get people involved that love
Well, that's
monsters.
The whole thing. Do it right. And Dracula Untold, I really did enjoy that movie.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad movie.
Yeah.
But they always have to make it out to be
this. Sam.
Yeah, that's a good movie, Sam. Yeah. It's a good picture.
Got to throw in our mug there.
This movie sucked.
Yeah, when you get down to it.
People are going to be talking to us, telling us that they like it.
It was fun because it was a terrible movie.
Some people like to, you know, delude themselves. They go, yeah, it was a good movie. I like it.
It's
my favorite out of the franchise. And
well, see, there's a lot of people who don't wear their glasses when they watch these movies, and they have no idea
what's
going
on. One man's garbage is another man's treasure. I'm sure there's some movie that people think is absolute garbage.
Exactly. I mean, I think most people agree that
this
is
Swamp
the worst.
Thing. You know,
I like Swamp Thing too,
but it's garbage. But it's so cheesy.
But you know what?
Garbage.
We have an emotional connection to the movie because of growing up.
Adrian Barbeau.
You
boobs.
Certainly do. Yes. Adrian Barbeau's
boobs. I remember just flipping the cable boxes. We didn't have remote control. Just flipping it.
Hey,
it had a dial on it.
You got to love
the channel 20 because I knew that was like HBO. And like, Beth's bathing in the swamp. See, who takes a bath in the swamp?
Oh, I love her.
Swamp water.
I love her just laying on the swamp thing, and you know him just.
But when she was in the water, the classic scene with her, when swamp water. There's algae on top, and
she had some antibiotics. She had penicillin going. But anyways,
stupid. That movie's about as stupid as this movie.
No, you're right. Swamp Thing in his little, you see the little crinkle, yeah, his little outfit going, but anyways,
not, yeah.
I mean, it's
not the highlight of the Friday the 13th franchise.
You gotta, yeah, you gotta love putting us doing these bad ones, man. I mean, it's just,
I think it's fun. It's fun to just
rip on the movie.
Yeah, just take a movie I don't really care for and just rip the hell out of it for 2 hours.
We're just doing this. We're just doing this right now. I think we got one more coming up.
Yeah,
and that will rip the worst of. It's either
we were either going to do Texas Chainsaw or Child's Play. I think.
Yeah,
we're
the worst of either of those two we'll got.
If we do Texas Chainsaw, it's probably got to be that Next Generation one that has Matthew McConaughey in it. If we do Chucky, I think most people don't like Bride and Seed of Chucky, so we could do one of those.
Yeah.
And then after, I like them all.
Then after that, I think we'll really
get back to the
norm. Get back to really, really good horror movies.
Yeah, this was my idea. If we were going to do franchises, I said, let's do it different. Let's do ones that people don't like.
Oh, and, because everybody and their mother's putting up the best Friday 13th franchise, greatest.
Let's do the worst.
We're going to do the worst one.
And but like we did Freddy last week, and I like that one. You know, I know most people think it's the worst one.
Yeah.
But I, even though it
in its way
it exists outside of all the others, but I like it.
In its way, it had such strange, weird, odd things in the movie that you gotta somewhat like it. I hated it so much when we were talking about it and even watching it. And after dwelling on it a little bit, you kind of go, that was so weird, strange, and odd that I actually like that movie.
Yeah, that one's a different one. That's,
so, I mean, almost, you know.
This one, nobody could make me like this movie.
No, this is just a bad, bad movie.
Yep. And
it should be burned.
Every copy should be erased from existence.
Exactly. You know how back in the day they lost film?
Donate to our website, and we promise we will use the money to get rid of this movie.
Have you seen the Hellraiser Revelations?
No, I think I stopped watching those after Bloodline.
Okay, yeah, well, you got to get that because somebody's saying that's probably a bad one.
That's the one that doesn't even have Doug Bradley in it, I think. Like, it's not even him.
If he ain't in it, man, the heck
with
that.
Like, I don't know.
Pinhead's one of my favorite characters. I mean,
they just wrote another – Clive Barker just wrote another book that's got Pinhead in it, The Scarlet Gospels. I have it on my e-reader, but I haven't – it mixes the detective character from Lord of the Illusions.
Okay.
That movie. I haven't read the books. I haven't read a lot of Clive Barker. I've read The Hellbound Heart.
Great author, yeah.
But
Lord of Illusions is awesome.
I forget the detective's name, but it's him, I guess against Pinhead
right.
in Scarlet Gospels.
Wow.
So I'm sure you could find it if
so
you want.
So that would, yeah. Well, I'm
it just came out like maybe not even a year ago or a year ago.
I'm going to have to get that and listen to it.
Yeah.
Audio book it.
Yeah, I'm sure there's an audio.
But that sounds like a pretty good storyline.
Yeah.
See, if they would get back to, hey, let's put some money into this and let like if let Clive Barker have some say so in the movie and making, you know.
They cut his movies up terrible. Nightbreed, which I still haven't even seen like this new director's cut that came out.
Have you seen it lately?
I mean, I saw the original, you know. Yeah,
it's also a pretty good movie.
Yeah, there's some cool parts and some good creature effects.
Oh,
some like
great
that.
Creature effects,
so,
man.
I dig it. I just haven't seen, like, you know, this new director's cut that's supposed to, like, really restore a lot of the story. I think it still has problems, but, you know, I have the book, you know, Cabal and all that stuff, so I've got all that junk.
Cool.
But, yeah, I mean, the Hellraiser, the idea is fantastic, especially, like, the first movie or two.
They said Doug Bradley actually turned down the script for the film.
He did.
Horror Ninja says.
Oh, really?
Kind of surprising since he did.
He did all those other crappy ones.
Hell World, which was crap, yeah.
Well, maybe he got tired of doing crap. You know, like, if this is what they're going to throw at me, then I'm not going to do this one anymore.
He probably just finally got fed up.
You know what? The Hellraiser Revelations.
Revelations.
Well. Didn't I read somewhere online that it wasn't even supposed to be a Hellraiser movie? It was some other movie, and they just kind of shoved Pinhead into it and made it a Hellraiser movie. Like I think I read that somewhere.
Wouldn't doubt it.
It wasn't even meant to be a Hellraiser movie. They just shoved him in and made it a Hellraiser movie.
Yeah.
Which is what this Friday the 13th movie felt like.
Oh, yeah.
It really felt like it was to be something else, and they shoved Jason in.
Exactly, yeah.
And,
did not have the feel of a Jason.
No, they throw the Friday music in there, and that's the only thing that would tell you it's a Jason movie.
Yeah, other than that, yeah.
That's it.
And even that, it wasn't a whole lot through the movie.
No, not
even the music.
Like the parts that had Jason was there, and then they kind of.
Yeah, I mean.
So who knows? Next week, should we tell them what we're doing next week?
Yeah, I mean, right. next week, I think
next week is fun.
Yeah, fun. This is family stuff. So
next week is a family show. We're going to have our children, Dino's two children, my daughter, and they're going to be sitting right here, and we're going to talk about some Halloween cartoons and shorts, Three Stooges, Little Rascals.
The scary ones.
The spooky ones, ones that are Halloween themed. I've probably got a good hour and a half of shorts and cartoons that we can all talk about together. And we'll post it, and we're just going to get the kids to interact a little bit. We'll probably deviate a lot. But yeah, we'll talk about Halloween and what we like. And
it's just
a
fun family Halloween PG thing going on. Right. We got so our kids can have a little bit of fun.
And we've talked about doing this since the beginning, having the kids.
Yeah, we'd like to get in costume and stuff like that.
I told her she could wear her costume.
Party type thing for family, but you know, we'll get a kick out of it.
And then
the kids say the darndest things.
That's right. So, uncensored. And then the week after that, we'll get back to our Halloween show.
Yeah.
But next week's the one that we were talking about doing since the beginning, getting the kids involved a little bit. And that's how we originally meant this to be, like, you know, talking about old monsters and, you know, famous monsters of film land. And
But you know, if you look back at what we were doing prior to, which was our first franchise, I mean, we've done Puppet Master, Monster Squad.
It's not a franchise. It should have been a franchise.
Well, no, I mean, look at our prior, videos on YouTube, and we've done Reanimator, we've done Puppet Master, stuff that, you know, you really haven't heard about Wicker Man, Martin.
Yeah.
So we'll get back to doing some like different kinds of horror movies we're going to deviate because we both got different tastes and so it'll be interesting.
Yeah, this Halloween stuff.
What we start picking. So we'll have fun next week, and then we'll see what we do right after that, right before Halloween.
Right.
And might even have a surprise Halloween party type thing. We did Night of Living Dead, kind of a Google Hangouts a couple of days ago. Had a couple other horror channels join in, and we just watched Night of Living Dead, had fun, and it was kind of a fun thing. But we might get something together like that.
I just would have had my comment at the end there. God, I wish I could have been there.
Yeah, I know. We were
talking about the Night of the Living Dead and how. The only thing I would have contributed, I think, is at the end when I forget Ben, you know, when he's the last survivor, you know, right before they take that shot.
Watch what you say.
You know, the black guy gets to live. And then, wait, no, he doesn't. That's always my favorite.
And all these white hicks are coming to the house and they're just shooting.
And, you know, they probably just would have shot him anyway. these dumb
Ted's
movies.
Take, yeah, funny as heck,
you
man.
Know, these hicks, these backwards.
Yeah, tobacco-chewing. Definitely check out Deranged Confessions of a Necrophile. Brilliant film. Did you ever hear that one? I haven't heard of that one, but we'll check it out.
That sounds like my uncle's life.
Exactly, yeah, in the backwoods down in West Virginia. Yeah. Ted's got a crazy uncle. Anyways, thanks for joining us and interacting. Right. Everybody who watched us live, and hopefully you enjoyed this. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Do got a mystery box giveaway if you share on look at the link underneath in the description.
That prize.
There's a pretty good giveaway.
There's all kinds of good crap down here.
Check the video out. It's a couple back. Mystery prize giveaway. It's pretty good prize, man. I'm telling you. So share. And that's going to be it, man. I think we're done for today. And we will check you next time.
Check you before we wreck you next week.
Later.